Hello, arts lovers. This month, we shine a spotlight on a beloved voice in the Kootenay music scene, one whose roots run deep in the valley and whose artistry spans decades. From jazz festivals to college classrooms, she's inspired generations through both performance and teaching. In this interview, she reflects on her journey, the importance of staying open and connected, and her latest creative venture that blends music, poetry, and visual art. Meet Laura Landsberg. What's your background, training, story as an artist?
I've been singing for as long as I can remember. It's always been a part of me. I studied formally at Grant McEwen University in Edmonton, but my real education came from being on the bandstand, learning from my musical peers, and doing my best to stay open and curious. Over the years, I've done countless workshops and trainings, became a certified teacher in the Lovetree method, joined Chris Johnson's Evolve Teacher Program for advanced voice instructors, and in December 2024 I became Canada's first certified MDH breathing coordination practitioner. I've spent over 40 years immersed in British Columbia's music scene, blending jazz, blues, and gospel in my performances. Alongside raising 6 daughters and now enjoying life as a grandmother of 7, I taught voice at Selkirk College in Nelson for 20 years. Teaching allowed me to stay rooted while supporting others in their creative journeys. Some highlights include singing with incredible artists like Bobby McFerrin and Chucho Valdez, being a core member of the Kootenay Divas, performing at the Caslow Jazz and Sandpoint Jazz Festivals, and being a featured guest vocalist with the Spokane Jazz Orchestra. I've released 2 albums under my own name, Naturally and A Simple Twist, and I'm grateful they were well received. People have described my voice as original, unpretentious, and genre-defying. I just follow what moves me, whether it's jazz, country, gospel, or rock, and recently I've been having fun exploring classical technique. Why did you end up in Nelson?
I grew up in the Slocan Valley, so this area has always been home. After going to music school, starting a family, and building a music career in Vancouver, I felt a strong pull to come back. Nelson offered a smaller, nurturing community to raise my kids, and with the Selkirk Music Program launching, I saw potential to be part of something creative and meaningful.
What keeps you here?
I honestly love it here. Every time I return after being away, I'm reminded of how lucky I am to live in this place. 4 of my 6 daughters live here, and all my grandkids are close. I feel deeply connected to the artistic community and very much a part of the fabric we have woven together here. It's a beautiful thing to live and create in a town that values the arts.
How did you score your biggest professional gig?
Working hard at my artistic practice and being kind and respectful to my peers and mentors in the musical community. How we show up is of the utmost importance.
In my experience, most opportunities arise out of the connections that we make with others in our community. My invitation to sing at the Havana Jazz Festival with Chucho Valdez and the Vancouver Ensemble of Jazz Improvisation came directly from a connection I nurtured in the music world. That's also where I first met David Restivo, which turned into another incredible creative relationship.
Any hot tips for people who want to live rurally but be a professional artist?
Follow your passion and stay open. The path might not look exactly like you imagined, but if you're creating from a place of authenticity, it'll be meaningful and unique. Be creative with side hustles to support your work and find ways to make connections with others in your community. You never know where those connections might lead. We're all part of the same tapestry, and supporting each other strengthens the whole.
Do you have any new projects in the works?
Yes. With support from the Columbia Kootenay Cultural Alliance, I recently completed the exploration phase of a project called Lines, tracing an unconventional story through poetry, music, and visual art. I wrote poetry for the first time and shared deeply personal experiences growing up in this community. I collaborated with an amazing team, 3 composers, 5 musicians, a writing mentor, visual artists, videographers, a photographer, a textile designer, and 2 set designers, all from the Kootenays. It was a wonderful team effort. Now, with continued support, I'm working to bring Lines to life as a multimedia visual album, video, a printed poetry booklet, and a live performance.
It's one of the most meaningful projects I've ever done, and I can't wait to share it. I am also currently working on branding and launching my MDH breathing coordination practice here in Nelson, and look forward to supporting those in the community that would like to optimize their breathing and apply it to any type of artistic, athletic, or human performance. I intend to continue in my artistic practice, nurture the creative spirit in others, and I aspire to inspire both my students and community for many years to come. Sydney Black is Executive Director of the Nelson and District Arts Council. Blank Canvas appears monthly.